Vermont Guard Captain Christopher Goodkin says officials have not drawn any conclusions yet from the report, which is more than 1,000 pages long. Supporters of basing the F-35s in Burlington say such a move would guarantee more than 1,000 well-paying jobs. But opponents argue the planes are significantly louder than the F-16 aircraft they are designed to replace. The revised report uses 2010 census data to determine how people living near the airport would be affected by the planes. The first report used census data from the year 2000. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.